And then the verse that's on your bulletin, you get to take that home with you and realize that's a Christmas verse. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. If you believe, you trust. If you believe and it's true, you rely. If Jesus was born as that baby and he died for our sin and he rose again, then there is forgiveness of sin. And that is the Christmas message, that God made peace between us and him. That we who disobeyed, who were enemies of God, have been brought near by the precious blood of Christ. And then there's your, that's a finish of the Advent sequence of faith, hope, love, and peace. And that is the Christmas message to us. What I want to do is just say what the angels said to the shepherds, and then what Isaiah said, that it is a fulfillment of another promise. The angel said to the shepherds, "Fear not, for behold," look at the evidence, "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among men with whom he is pleased." Echoing the promise in Isaiah, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for your promises that you have brought this peace, that you established this peace in the life of this child. It's worth, God, remembering annually. If we remember weekly the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, annually the birth of Jesus Christ as a human person to walk with us, thank you, God. And Holy Spirit, we recognize that you are here to finish the work that Jesus has wrought in the resurrection, the finished work of the cross and the life of Christ lived in us by you, Holy Spirit. Please fill us. Please fill us to the depth of our need and guide us. Help us to be able to read this word. Help us to be able to pray. And please help us to be ready and instant to bear witness to you in this Christmas season when people are just a little more open to hearing it. And be with us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your time.